In this bulletin, the White House says a deadly missile strike on a Ukrainian train station could be a war crime. A police officer killed in a car crash on the New South Wales-Victorian border. And in the AFL, Geelong extends its 19-year-long home winning streak against Brisbane. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The White House says a deadly missile attack on an eastern Ukrainian train station could be an example of another war crime committed by Russia in the country. Ukrainian authorities say at least 52 people were killed in the ballistic missile strike on the Kramatorsk railway station, where up to 4,000 civilians, mostly women, children and the elderly, were trying to flee the violence. Russia has denied it carried out the attack, saying Ukraine was responsible. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it appears the attack was another deliberate targeting of civilians.
Where we are now is we're going to support efforts to investigate this attack as we document Russia's actions, hold them accountable, and we will continue to surge security assistance and weapons deliveries to help Ukraine defend their country. Obviously, the targeting of civilians would certainly be a war crime, and we've already called a range of the actions we've seen to date a war crime, but we're going to be supporting efforts to investigate exactly what happened.
Meanwhile, the European Union's top official says she'll expedite Ukraine's application to become part of the 27-member bloc. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has handed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a questionnaire that's the first step in the country applying for EU membership. The move is likely to further infuriate Russia. Ms. von der Leyen says she'll work to speed up the process.
It will be not as usual a matter of years to form this opinion, but I think a matter of weeks if we work closely together. So for you, dear Volodymyr,
thank you so much.
I want to give you that.
Thank you so much.
This is the question, yeah.
We'll be ready with answers, Ursula, in 1 week.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan says he'll not recognise the opposition in government if it succeeds in its attempts to out him. The country's parliament will convene today to vote on a motion of no confidence in Mr. Khan as Prime Minister, potentially cutting short his term as leader. Pakistan's Supreme Court ruled this week that Mr. Khan had acted unconstitutionally when he dissolved the parliament and called an early election in order to block the no confidence vote against him. The former cricket star, who took office in 2018, says he's disappointed but accepts the ruling.
The verdict disappointed me. Without looking into the matter, why Deputy Speaker prorogued the Assembly? Reason was Article 5, which means foreign hands were involved in the no-confidence vote in Pakistan. I was expecting from Pakistan's Supreme Court, at least they should have considered this. This was a very serious allegation.
A police officer and a motorist have been killed in a three-car crash near the Victorian New South Wales border. Police say an unmarked police car and a ute crashed head-on at Redcliffs near Mildura about 10 o'clock last night. A female senior constable died at the scene and a male leading senior constable was flown to hospital in a critical condition. The driver of the ute was also killed, while three children involved in the crash were taken to hospital for treatment. The Motion Picture Academy has banned actor Will Smith from attending the Oscars or any of its other events for 10 years, following the star's slap of comedian Chris Rock. The move comes after a meeting of the Academy's Board of Governors to discuss a response to Mr. Smith's actions at this year's Academy Awards. In a statement, the Academy says the 94th Oscars was overshadowed by Mr. Smith's unacceptable and harmful behaviour. Mr. Smith preemptively resigned from the Academy last week during the run-up to the meeting. He now says he accepts and respects the Academy's decision. In the AFL, and Geelong has extended its 19-year home winning streak against Brisbane with a tense 10-point victory at Cardinia Park. Star forward Tom Hawkins booted 5 for the Cats in the high-intensity contest, helping to seal his team's victory 11-14-80 to 11-4-70. There was a sour note for Geelong when Quinton Narkle had to be helped off with an ankle injury during the third quarter. It's the Lions' 13th consecutive defeat at Cardinia Park in a losing run that dates back to 2004. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it's expected to be a partly cloudy day with a top of 23 degrees, Adelaide sunny 28, Melbourne partly cloudy 26, Hobart sunny 24, Canberra a shower or two 21, Wollongong showers 22, Sydney also showers 24, Newcastle much the same 25, Brisbane also a shower or two 27, Cairns a possible shower and 31, and in Darwin it'll be a mostly sunny day with an expected top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.